I thought they were going to play along, and they kind of started to. It's Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder, and Bill, we just had a little sound check with American English right now, and you are smiling ear to ear.
That was the best sound check I've ever heard in my life. That sound check was Hall of Fame.
Thanks, mate.
American English is here. Honestly, one of the finest Beatles tribute bands you'd ever want to see. They're performing in Highwood tomorrow night at 7:30 start. 210 Live, the number 210live.com, has all your ticket information. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
You look like the Beatles. You sound like the Beatles. I got to be honest, you smell a little like the Beatles.
Yeah, well, that's right. I know he does.
I lost me socks this morning.
I told you. We were talking guitars a little bit, and I don't know, I want to show off. Is that a Hofner bass?
Yes.
Authentic. Oops.
Made in Germany, just like Paul's. In fact, it's just like Paul's.
Perfect. And you're playing left-handed?
Yes. Just like Paul's.
Are you left-handed normally?
All the time.
Oh, okay. All right.
Was that a requirement to be in American English? You had to be a left-handed bass player?
Well, it was just, it worked out great. I finally got a job. You know,
it was all he could do.
He had perfect hair as well.
Oh, yes, that's perfect. Yes. That's Eric Michaels, who plays Paul in the show. Jim Miserere, you play John. Do you have a girlfriend that doesn't like the other three guys?
Oh, not yet, but we're working on it. No.
Jim Irizarry, how do you say it?
That's right. You nailed it.
Irizarry.
Right?
Yeah, yes. Irizarry?
Irizarry. Irizarry.
I'll just call you John Lennon.
Either one works, you see.
Don't call him.
Late for dinner. Yeah. A joke that works in all countries, Wendy. The craziest thing. Tom Gable is Ringo Starr. Hi, Tom.
Good morning.
Tom, I would say of the four, you look most like the Beetle you portray in the show. Is that
really?
Fair? Do you think?
I mean, what a.
You think so?
Like this,
I do. All four look like the Beetle they portray, but especially Ringo.
Well, it's me nose, you know.
It's your nose.
They've made a fortune on that nose in the last few years. Yeah.
You know, Ringo is doing very well for himself. He really is.
He looks great as well.
He really looks fantastic.
And he's been knighted, so, you know.
I mean, oh.
My stock just went up because of that, I can tell you.
The first time there's ever been a Sir Ringo, ever, in any way.
Ever.
Ever, ever. And we don't want to leave George Harrison out. No way. James Paul Lynch plays George. Hi, James.
Hello, how are you?
Nice to see you.
You know, I probably shouldn't say this, but I have had arguments with various people in my lifetime about Rolling Stones or Beatles.
I'm one of those people, by the way.
Yes, because you always say Beatles, and I always say Rolling Stones. But then when it's pointed out to me, the catalog of songs that the Beatles had in such a short amount of time pushes them over the top.
Absolutely. Oh, right. And the quality of the work. I mean, don't get me wrong, the Stones are fantastic,
yeah.
But they never took it to the levels that the Beatles took. And they would admit that, I think.
Yeah, they would admit that.
How about Beatles versus Proclaimers? Which band do you think is better?
It would walk 500 miles.
Yep. Well, in a boxing ring?
Or? Yeah, in a boxing ring. That'd be close.
I can only imagine that as a musician, usually the first group that inspires someone, the Beatles. Yes. All of you in that boat?
Yes.
Yes, of course. Yes. Raised on the records, I was. Yes.
I had many fights with my brother. He was a Stones fan.
He was a Stones fan?
So, yeah. I got bloody nose ones.
Oh, boy.
It
came
bloody nose ones from me.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It was about not fade away, but I'm not playing that, brother.
All right. So 210 Live is a venue, and it's in Highwood. I'm looking for the exact address here.
I can help you out with that. It's 210 Green Bay Road in Highwood. That show starts at 7:30 tomorrow.
And this is a series of music that's going on all summer long. Is this what's happening at 210 Live?
Yep.
I'm sorry. I don't know.
It's a secret. You're not allowed to know.
Okay, I won't tell anybody that.
You're not allowed to
hear. All right, but American English will be performing there tomorrow night, Friday night. How long have you guys been together in this carnation?
Getting close to what? At least 10 years? I've been with you for six now. The band's been around a long time. I mean, the name American English is...
We rest a few guys, you know, that were... Then we rest them, you know.
Once they make their fortune, they decide to retire.
They're gone.
That's what it is, huh?
I've been doing it 23 years, so I'll say that.
Wow, that's very impressive.
That's good for you. Is there a special Beatles attire shop that you get your suits and outfits at? Or are they made for you?
Some of them are made. Some of the Sgt. Pepper suits are made. Definitely, you know, I mean, you're not going to find that in the shop.
But. Yes, but the accents we have to buy at the Beatles store, you know, especially.
Ringo's been working on it.
Odd Ringo.
The most money.
All right, these microphones are not picking things up when you talk.
That's a little better.
Not really. There's
so early in the show, you do it chronologically. I'm guessing the early show, the early part of the show, you wear the early Beatles stuff, and then progresses the show goes on.
Start with the black suits, and then we move into the Sgt. Pepper psychedelic, and then we go to the Abbey Road.
Oh, nice.
That's killer. All right. Well, since we don't need to talk, we need to hear. As we mentioned, the sound check you did it brought a tear to my eyes, and I wanted to sing along. So I will make sure to turn my microphone off. But no. I don't want to ruin it.
Can we just scream like they did at Shea Stadium all through your song? Is that okay? All right, we'll do that.
Your skirt is too short, though.
No,
Bill.
It's not. It's just right. That's not nice.
American English is the band. You can go to AmericanEnglish.com. That's the website, correct?
Yes.
Social media, correct me if I'm wrong, at American English Tribute on Facebook.
Correct.
And American ENG Band on Twitter.
Twitter.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Perfect. Close. What song are you going to start with?
From Me to You.
From Us to You, then.
Beautiful.
That's you.
1, 2, 3.
Da 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 da. If there's anything that you want, if there's anything I can do, just call on me and I'll send it along with love from me to you. I got everything that you want, like a heart that's oh so true. So call on me and I'll send it along with love from me to you. I got arms that long to hold you and keep you by my side. I got lips that long to kiss you and keep you satisfied. Ooh, if there's anything that you want, if there's anything I can do, just call on me and I'll send it along with love from me to you, to you, to you, to you. Thank you.
That's awesome.
So
American
good.
English.
Oh, so good.
When the bass solo, what happened?
What is the longest Beatles song? Is it
Hey Jude?
I guess.
Over 7 minutes.
But most of their songs clock in just under three, right?
That's right.
Especially, two and a half.
Yeah.
Maybe the psychedelic period, they got a little bit longer. Yeah, three and a half.
So what's behind that? Was the record label telling them a shorter song is better?
Well, more money you could make if you had... You know, many singles, you know, like 14 or 15 singles on an album, and then you make more money if you wrote them.
Yeah.
Or if you played on them.
Right.
So, you know, the musicians,
they were smart guys.
Yep. Said, hey, that's what we're going to do.
Yep.
We'll put 1,000 on it.
All right, well, for some reason, talking doesn't work in these microphones, but when it's playing, it works. So let's take a quick break, and we'll come back. American English, the whole month of May, things have been going on at 210 Live in Highwood. And is there a website? Yes, 210live.com, 210live.com. We'll be back with more American English. It's Bill Leff, Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN. All right, if you want some good food and drink and music, 210 Live is the North Shore's premier live entertainment and dining destination. It was originally built as a bowling alley, the first in Lake County, and they will be the venue for American English. You can go to AmericanEnglish.com to find out their full schedule. I saw you guys play at a bunch of fests last year. You're big on the fest circuit, correct?
Absolutely. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
There's something about being outside and listening to Beatles music that brings it home. It's awesome.
It works nicely.
It's all about the fans. I mean, it's almost like the Beach Boys or any of those great bands. We do this because we're fanatics, just like they are. So it's this whole love thing, and they give it back to us, and we give it to them. It's a great summer,
and it's a family show. You know, everyone loves the music.
All ages. What do you like the most when you see a little kid in front of you dancing, or an 87-year-old grandma who's dancing?
We saw a little girl. She was doing the worm across the stage, you know, and she was inspired us.
That's beautiful. They know all the lyrics, you know. If I forget, I just look at them.
Have any of you seen the Beatles or any of the Beatles perform live? And part two of the question is, have you ever met any of them?
I
met Ringo.
Did you? What was that like?
12 years ago, we were backstage for some reason or another. I can't remember. A friend of ours had backstage passes for the equipment and stuff when we got back there. So
was he with his all-star band?
He was with the all-star band, and we got to meet him. And
I hope he was nice.
He was great.
You told him that you portray him in a show?
I didn't
mention
that.
It,
I'm like, what does it matter? I was so excited that I got to meet him. I just, like, you know. But yeah. He did sign. All I had to sign was a blank check.
And then you put the amount in.
And he signed Ringo Starr on a blank check of mine. And aww. I just, you know, and he says, well, and then he looked. He says, well, I can tell you something. This check isn't worth bloody hell.
So I wonder how that would go if you said, I portray you. I mean, obviously, the Beatles are aware of it, and they have to approve this.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, yeah, there's like 700 Beatle bands in the whole world, yeah. I think, so they know it, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's because, you know, we're handing their music down to, you know, younger people.
So absolutely.
That means that their families don't continue to be thriving.
Yeah, you know? That's true.
Yep.
So that's a good thing.
Do you have a favorite Beatles song, each and every one of you? Because it's pretty hard.
Yes, we do.
You do?
But it changes every month, you see, because we get a little bit tired of it.
Do you get tired of them?
I think my favorite one right now is Ticket to Ride.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you're going to do?
No.
No. Oh. Well, whatever you want to do, we are here for you if you can get in one, probably two more, since they're very quick.
Okay.
Unless you're doing Hey Jude or Let It Be.
Well, we didn't bring the piano, but we will do this.
Can we bring one in?
Give us a count, Ringo. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Help! I need somebody. Help! Not just anybody. Help! You know I need someone. Help! When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I changed my mind, I've opened up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me? When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I changed my mind, I've opened up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me?
Help
me,
help
me.
You really don't get sick of doing it. How can you get sick of any of these songs? And you, there's no way you guys can ever forget the words. Do you ever get like a mental block?
Yes. Does it? It's 95 degrees and you've got a full suit on and everyone else is in shorts. Sometimes you can, but most of the time we get it right.
And at that point, you look at the audience and you watch their mouths and then you'll remember what the word is. And that has happened.
We've got our own teleprompters, you see. Yes.
In the show, you guys have a guy, Ken, who plays George Martin. What exactly does he do during the show?
Well, manages.
Kenny, he's kind of like the secret weapon.
Yeah.
He allows us to play all the later music, the psychedelic stuff, all the orchestras, the cellos, the trumpets, the pianos, tambourines, maracas. He's playing all of that while we're playing these songs.
Oh.
And, you know, that is what brought the band up to a whole nother level.
Yeah.
Being able to do that. And the guy is just a genius at it. I mean, he could play anything, you know.
Good.
And he constructs all his own sounds. You know, he makes all those sounds himself, so he's really proud of that.
And you guys capture the essence of the Beatles entirely. I mean, if you listen to the record and then come see you guys live, it's going to sound pretty much exactly the same.
We try. Thank you very much.
We shoot for that.
Yes.
It's working.
We're lucky in that it's modern day, so we've got a little bit better technology than they had. So, of course, we're not them.
Well,
they are amazing, but we do our best, and I think we get pretty close, and the fans always seem to have a good time, and so do we.
Always.
There will never be another Beatles, will there?
I don't think so. Nobody could ever do what they did.
That was magic.
It's impossible.
Magic. Yeah.
And do you think if George and John were around that there would be a Beatles reunion of sorts?
I think they would.
I think eventually so
they would have done it, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, who thought the Who would ever get back together? Jeff Lynne back with ELO. It's just, It definitely, although Led Zeppelin, still waiting on that one.
Yeah, yeah, that would be cool.
American English, one of the best Beatles tribute bands around. Lightning has struck twice, first with the Beatles and now again with American English. Who said that?
Sam Leach.
Mm. Sam Leach.
Sam Leach. Sam Leach.
He booked the Beatles first manager.
And he's got a book called, what was it called?
The Birth of the Beatles.
Birth of the Beatles. And he's also... you know, he was inducted into the Hall of Fame in Liverpool. He was number first choice person.
Really?
Yeah, first person before the Beatles.
All right, we are just having terrible technical difficulties. I'll be perfectly honest with you. We are moving studios over to a new location, and all the good equipment evidently is over there. So we're doing our best here, and if we just stop touching the switches, perhaps we could do one more song, Static Free and American English Live in Action tomorrow night, 210 Live. That's over in Highwood, and 210live.com is the website. You can also go to AmericanEnglish.com, which I'm on right now. You have so many gigs all throughout the summer, so congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And listeners, if you go see them, there will be no scratching or hissing or cracking. And again, we're doing our best here. But this is American English. And how about one more song?
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you and me? Nowhere man, please listen, you don't know what you're missing. Nowhere man, the world is at your command. Have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you and me?
I'll take it, John.
Nowhere man, don't worry, take your time, don't hurry, leave it all till somebody else lends you a hand. Doesn't
a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Making all his nowhere plans for nobody.
Come on, Wendy, sing along.
Making all his nowhere plans for nobody.
American English. There are people out on the street singing along. What do you think about that? Was that great?
Everyone's happy.
Beatles fans everywhere.
There are, and you watch everybody sing along. If you don't see them sing along, don't you think there's something wrong with them?
Yes, of course we do.
Or they might be those Rolling Stones fans.
Maybe.
Got to the wrong
show.
Could
be it. Right.
Thank you so much for coming up. Once again, Jim Irizarry.
Yes.
As John Lennon. Irizarry. That's what I want to say. Eric Michaels as Paul. James Paul Lynch as George. And Tom Gable as Ringo Starr. Peace and love. Thank you so much. AmericanEnglish.com.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
You absolutely sound amazing. We'll take a quick break, then some news, then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.